sweet sounds of Leon Lai, a name familiar to almost every Chinese music lover in Asia. At 32, this powerhouse singer is also a popular actor, and that's not all. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Q&A Asia Live from Hong Kong. Well, his talent has ensured him millions of fans, especially women around the world. But Leon Lai is not only rich in talent, he's deeply committed to an important cause, the cause of children. And it's both this career and cause that Leon Lai will discuss with me and you, live from Hong Kong, over the next 30 minutes. Now, earlier in the year, Leon released his first record for his new record label, Sony. I Love You So Much, comprising of Cantonese and Mandarin songs. It was a big hit. That's no surprise for a young man who keeps singing and surprising fans while supporting kids all over the world. Children are the future, says Leon Lai, and yet they are the most vulnerable and needy. The singer-actor, who sold millions of albums in a career spanning 8 years, has just turned 32. Despite this remarkable achievement, everyone knows him, he claims that he can't say he's satisfied because he'll probably become complacent. Leon has made a point of devoting his precious time to charity needs, even offering to do more in prayers for his father when he was ill with cancer. Leon started with the Hong Kong Children's Cancer Society in the early 1990s. He had moved to the former British colony from Beijing in 1973 with a little stop in England for education. Lately, his work with the National Kidney Foundation, performing his music at functions, has raised more than $500,000 for the charity. And now with the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, he's able to do more for children across the globe. Professionally, last March, he signed up with Sony Music to record 4 Cantonese and 4 Mandarin albums. He may do one in English. Leon is known for a direct style of conversation, making some perceive him as arrogant. But he might argue back, there's no room for arrogance when helping those desperately in need. Now, I can tell you, I've been talking to Leon in English. His English is good, but we are going to ask you all the secrets of the universe, Leon. So we're going to expect you to answer in Mandarin, just so our viewers know it's going to get a translation as well. Let me start with an email question. We had many, many questions for you, so let me start straight away with a viewer question. Why did you become a singer? Was it a dream since childhood? And do you plan to start a family?
其实我自己还是一个小时候在英国读完书回来香港的时候，那时候我自己觉得英国生活很孤单，刚好那个时候爸爸跟妈妈也分开了，所以变成我自己有自己的。
When I came to Hong Kong, with my father and mother and I had a vacation. So the first step is that I'd like to start my musical career in Hong Kong. And it happens that a UNICEF asked me to do some musical job, and it happened that my father suffered from cancer. So I had cherished the wish that if my father could survive this crisis, I would do a lot of charity jobs. And I admire and envy those happy families because I've been separated from my parents in my childhood. So I admire and envy those families, happy families.
Now, an email question from Kay Mack says, do you consider Beijing or Hong Kong home? Are there certain characters you prefer to portray in a film? In the future, what kind of lifestyle do you dream of? Lots of questions there.
我其实我自己的家是北京，在北京出生。My home, I was born in Beijing, so I had a special feeling for Beijing. But I grew up in Hong Kong, and Hong Kong taught me a lot of social lesson, experience, and human relationship, and it provided me with the opportunity to go to visit many places, and it provided me with the opportunity to pursue my career and the movie. And I love acting in movies. It taught me. It provided me with the ability to learn how to put the feelings and sentimentality into the songs that I sing.
Now, I know the people at UNICEF say wonderful things about you, and I know you've been doing a lot of work for them. What was the last bit of traveling you did? What did you see and do for UNICEF last?
actually basically I've been to Rwanda and to Gansu province, and last year I went to Brazil. People, they are very enthusiastic, and actually I got a feeling that when you do charity jobs, you don't have to see miserable faces. Sometimes when we can share our happiness with others. Of course, there is a sad aspect of their lives. And I told the Chinese how to broaden their perspective and how to broaden their love to help children in other places of the world.
A direct question that came in from Houston, Texas, in the United States says, Leon, are you coming to Houston anytime soon? And do you respond to fan mail?
其实我自己歌迷的来信，有些我看的，有些我很坦白说，
yeah,
因为我
I read some letters from my fans, and honestly, I did not read all of them. And through email, of course, I can respond to their questions. I know that I'm going there pretty soon.
Now, I know that you have done this album with Mandarin and Cantonese songs. Do you have any plans for a more English or Western-based music? Does the Western market appeal to you?
I believe that for myself, to sing in English is a rare thing that, for people to try in Asia. There's an old English song called Try to Remember. I would try if I'm provided with the opportunity. Yeah, you can express different feelings. And I think it's important to try. The important thing is to try, actually. It doesn't matter what the song's content is.
An email question that came in says, why UNICEF? What exactly is your purpose with being associated with UNICEF?
Because UNICEF is...
In 1994, I worked with them for a charity job, and they chose me to work for them. Actually, I did not choose them. It happened in September the 11th, and that happened to be my birthday. And my father recovered from his cancer, so I promised them that I would do some charity work with them. He made me happy that something good about charity work is that we can see the result pretty soon. We can provide the money for those children with diseases so that we can see the result that children recover from their diseases. It made me happy. Mm-hmm. It's something that makes me happy.
We're going to take a short pause here, Leon. Don't go away. Many more questions to come on this edition of Q&A Asia Live from Hong Kong. Leon Lai and I will be right back. At 32, Leon Lai is a singing and acting sensation. He's also a crusader for the poor and neglected children of the world. And Leon's with us in our Hong Kong studios in order to talk about his career and his causes. Leon, back to more Q&A Asia now with you. We get a caller on the line from the United Kingdom, from Portsmouth, actually. Our caller there, your question, please.
Yeah, good afternoon. I just wanted to ask Leon, have you got any plan of when to retire, or are you thinking of, probably quite distant away?
我觉得我自己暂时没有想过退休这个字，因为我现在一个艺人。
Not yet. I haven't thought about retire.
自己在入行的时候，我自己跟我自己。
When I entered this career,
诺言。
I promised to myself that.
觉得观众不需要再。
When I realized that,
他们觉得我很闷很。
My audience.Get tired of me, of course, I decide to go.
Okay,
when I'm working and when I'm in the middle of my work, and you think about retiring, that would be, of course, a waste of time and it would sap energy from my work.
Shanghai next, Audrey, your question for Leon Lai.
Good evening, Leon. What would you regard as your most important mission in life?And also, what would be your message to the younger generation in China as to what they can do for the country? Thank you.
我其实希望在1999年
I hope that by 1999, we are planning to help the different areas in China, different middle schools, to help those students to provide them money so that some good students to go to different places like Europe or America for studies. And it's rare for those children to see the different places of the world, to see how people live and howthings are going on in other places of the world, so that when they go to college, they have a brand new mentality, a fresh perspective, so that can influence, affect the thinking of their friends, so that when they graduate, they can go back to society and help other people or other students. So I hope that we can have a foundation to help those students.
Lots of questions, as I said, Leon. We have one from Holland that came on the internet email. It says, in which way has being a UNICEF spokesman changed you as an entertainer?
作为一个艺人来讲，很多时候你自己。
As an artist, sometimes and very often, you're preoccupied.
But
in our job, of course, we have to devote some time to charity work. So actually, we are trying to raise funds for the UNICEF to help them to promote the charity work. Of course, you cannot wait for time for free.Time for leisure to do that. You have to seek the moments to find the opportunity to work, to carry out what I promised other people to do.
A call from Japan next. We have a call in Japan. Kelly, your question, please. Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay, yes. I heard you have a girlfriend in Korea. I want to know if it's true. And if it's true, how does it affect your career?
我想这是新闻的报道。
I think this is because of the news coverage. It's true.
Well, life after the movies and music. Leon Lai tells us what's next for him after this short commercial break. Q&A live from Hong Kong. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back. Leon Lai is with us in our Hong Kong Bureau. Let's get straight away to your questions and a couple from me, actually, Leon. Let me ask you about singing in different languages, Mandarin, Cantonese. How does it change the way you sing? Does it matter which language you sing in and how you deliver it?
Actually, Mandarin is my mother tongue. When I went to Hong Kong at 4, of course, Cantonese became my mother tongue, of course. But to me, Mandarin is softer and Cantonese is harder. It's hard to enunciate in Cantonese. But in these days, of course, Cantonese poses no problem for me anymore.But in the last few years, I've been trying to learn to sing some English songs and Korean songs. Yes, and to actually to sing other languages actually is kind of easier for me.
Well, an email question that came in from Norway. Lots of parts to this. It says, I know you have been to Rwanda and Brazil for charity concerts to help children there. Do you know if these concerts and the money raised did any good? And what has UNICEF done for these children?
其实在联合国儿童基金会
In the United Nations Children Foundation, actually, we buy things. We do not donate money. We buy things for those children. Actually, as a Chinese, I asked them, why don't you put me in China area instead of other places? And they told me that because the UN Children Foundation is a global organization, so actually we are trying to help all the people around the globe. So we don't actually emphasize the differences in areas. In Gansu province, we raised money to buy a lot of books and also to help them to build classrooms. And we are trying to help those children's families in remote or urban suburban areas, and they don't have money to pay for their education. And also we raise money for them, you know, for children to buy some chickens so that they can raise those chickens and or cows so that they can support themselves. Financially, so this foundation actually is for what the Children Foundation is trying to help China.
Now, Leon, when I went around asking people in Hong Kong, what do you think is so special about Leon Lai? They said he can sing and he can act. So how important is the acting for you?
其实我相信唱歌部分对我是很重要。
I believe singing is very important to me. I started my career as an actor, and then I became a singer.
我说过电影。
And acting in the movies let me put some magic into my life so that I can play different roles, to identify with other people, I become another person, I can experience different feelings so that I can convey those feelings actually into my singing, in the songs that I sing. So it helped me to put something different, some different feeling into my song. So movie actually helped me a lot in that respect.
So apart from singing and acting and so on, if there's one thing you haven't done until now, what is it?
I believe.
怎么样可以令到我们自己
How we can, we Chinese can develop faster so that every Chinese artist, every Chinese singer can help our area. I'm happy. I have done a lot of things that I have never dreamed of doing before. But I think this is never ending. Life is a never ending process. I'm still very, I'm still cherish a lot of curiosity, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
We have a lot of, you know, people who come from musical backgrounds and so on who come on Q&A, and I always have to ask them, what music do you listen to?
I listen to a great variety of music, like Indian music, Japanese music, Korean, Chinese, Taiwan, United States, British music. I listen to all of them. But my favorite is some
hip-hop,
songs expressing feelings.
And we've seen a lot of big stars move out from Hong Kong and even Beijing and make it big in Hollywood and in the Western markets. What appeal is that to you?
我相信一个艺人来讲， 其实整个东方市场和东方市场，我觉得没有什么太大市场之分。
No difference between the Western market or the Oriental market.
有它的工作机会。
And it all depends on opportunities, and these opportunities occur every day. So it depends just, you know, when and what opportunity happens to you. But we should do what we are doing now, Will. Try to do it, Will.
What about your travels as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador? Where do you plan to go to next? Where do they plan to send you, do you know?
我们每年都会有一个计划去做的。
Every year we have a plan to carry out.
一月中开始他们去筹。
The plan starts in the middle of the January of each year.
通常我们是每年的八月份去探索的。
What we are going to do next year.
计划，那希望明年会有。
And usually the trip starts in August. So and when they have made the arrangement, I'll do it.
Is there anywhere you want to go as such? Because I know you went to Rwanda and you were very shocked with what you saw there.
我相信在我来讲我旅行我一定不会去那个地方的但是因为
To me, you know, of course, for tourism's sake, I would not go that place, but this is job, I have to go there.
男人承诺是很重要当你答应一件事情你要做
Of course, promise is very important to a man. When you promise something, you have to carry it out. This is actually our profession. So charity is our job too.
Well, Leon Lai, I want to thank you very much for taking this time out. I know you have very little time, you have so many things to do, but it was a pleasure to have you joining us on Q&A Asia and taking questions from around the world.
谢谢
All right.
Thank you.
谢谢 Leon Lai, taking questions there from you. And of course, thanks earlier to Peter Wu, who was with us. Q&A Asia from Hong Kong wraps up on Wednesday at 1400 hours GMT. That's at 10 p.m. local time here in Hong Kong. Our guest is Hong Kong's outspoken, sometimes controversial, Financial Secretary Donald Chiang.We hope you'll join us then. From me and all the team here at the CNN Center 2, good night from Hong Kong. Thank you.